Business leaders are wanting to see more from Labor in the lead up to the election. On top of its promise to extend interest-free loans to small businesses, Labor held its election year Congress in Wellington over the weekend, where the Prime Minister outlined how the party intends to lead the country to economic recovery if they win on September 19th. It's vowing to create more jobs and extend support to struggling businesses. Our political reporter Charlie Drever was at Labor's Congress as the party got to grips with its new campaign slogan.
That was terrible. Let's try it again. Let's try three in a row. One, two, three.
A tentative beginning for the new slogan, before Jacinda Ardern took to the stage to spell out how Labor intends to keep moving the country into economic recovery. There were no big policy announcements at its election year Congress, but Jacinda Ardern did announce Labor's promise to extend its interest-free loans for small businesses.
Currently, this much-needed lifeline is due to close for applications on the 24th of July. Today, I'm announcing that it will be extending the scheme through to the end of the year.
There was also a $162 million waterways clean-up package announced, promising 2,000 new jobs through 23 different projects. The money will come from the $1.1 billion in the Jobs for Nature package allocated in this year's budget. Unsurprisingly, party members were happy with what they heard from their leader.
Yeah, she inspires confidence.
She's got some great leadership skills.
It was just fantastic.
Reassuring, you know, and delivered in this wonderful, articulate way and with humour. That was lovely.
The move to extend the loan scheme has got the tick of approval from Business New Zealand and Retail New Zealand, but both have been left wanting more. Business New Zealand's Chief Executive Kirk Hope says some businesses who need help are missing out.
The loan scheme only applies to businesses of a certain size. There's a gap, I think, around for businesses that are in the mid-market area, you know, 50 to 200 employees. And the Business Finance Guarantee Scheme needs to be amended to provide perhaps some form of lending assistance to those businesses. That will be quite critical.
Retail New Zealand Chief Executive Greg Hartford says the extension will be cold comfort for businesses not in the position to take on more debt.
There's a number of businesses out there that really are struggling very substantially still a couple of months after the lockdown, and really they need sort of additional government support in terms of further grants or an extension of the wage subsidy.
But Jacinda Ardern says extending the wage subsidy again could do more harm than good.
Businesses themselves have said that they think that continuing for too long could run the risk of being harmful for the long-term resilience of some of those businesses.
Jacinda Ardern says other forms of support will be available, such as the $400 million tourism fund. And she says extending the loan scheme will give an extra layer of reassurance in a time that is so uncertain. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Kua Charlie Drever, DNA.